TalkTalk customers who are angry at the company's recent behaviour might struggle to get out of their contracts early. TalkTalk has said it will only waive termination fees for customers if they've had money stolen. TalkTalk says bank details and personal information could have been accessed in what it called a significant and sustained cyber attack, but that credit and debit card numbers had not been stolen. The TalkTalk website says this.
In the unlikely event that money is stolen from a customer's bank account as a direct result of the cyber attack, rather than as a result of any other information given out by the customer, then as a gesture of goodwill, on a case-by-case basis, we will waive termination fees.
What are your rights as a TalkTalk customer? Yair Cohen is a lawyer specialising in internet-related cases at the solicitors Cohen Davis, which means we've now got two legal people in the studio. It's lawyer night here on PM. This is going to cost us. What does the contract say? I know you've had a look at the contract for us. Nobody ever reads the contract before they sign, but you've read it. What does it say about leaving TalkTalk?
Well, unfortunately, there is no much hope for TalkTalk customers unless, as a TalkTalk customer, you leave within the first 20 days of your contract. There is no much you can do, and TalkTalk customers tend to be tied into a 24-month contract, and if a customer wants to leave before the expiry of the 24-month contract, they have to pay some hefty fines.
So the early termination fees?
That's early termination fees that I have to say it took me quite a while to work them out. They are fairly complicated. And you pay per service. I can give an example.
Go on.
If you are a customer of TalkTalk with a fiber large contract with a television or telephone, for the fiber service, you will be paying £15 a month for each month that you still have your contract to run, plus £3 a month for each month for your phone service. Plus, if you also have television service, you might be paying also £15.31 for your television service. I mean, to work all this out is fairly complicated and could come to £500-£700 for some customers.
But what if you're a customer who's simply alarmed by some of the stuff that's happened? I mean, let's remind everybody the fact that the information commissioner said TalkTalk should have alerted his office sooner, that the company's chief executive was asked whether customers' bank details had been encrypted by TalkTalk, and she said the awful truth is, I don't know. I mean, they were slow in informing the authorities. They were apparently unaware of the basics of data encryption. Is it not possible to phone them up and say, I want out of my contract because I don't believe you people are competent?
Well, unfortunately, as a customer, there's no much you can do about that either, because in its contract, TalkTalk specifically excludes liability for loss of data, which might or might not be lawful. This is questionable. But on a different level, the customers simply do not have a right to terminate a contract because of breach of data, particularly if they are unable to show that they incurred financial loss as a direct consequence of the breach.
What about hiring a big-time lawyer like yourself?
Well, hiring a big-time lawyer would be quite interesting because
after an hour, even
big-time lawyers cannot be sure about the law sometimes. And this is one of these circumstances where the court, as we speak, is due to decide on the question whether customers can claim for compensations for breach of data, even if they did not suffer direct financial loss as a result of the breach. So the current position is that, yes, they can. However, this is being currently appealed to the Supreme Court. So we are expecting a decision within the next a few weeks by the Supreme Court, and that will tell us whether those customers who had information stolen by TalkTalk will have any chance to receive compensations.
Thank you for doing all of that
for us.
Much appreciated. That's Yair Cohen from Cohen Davis. If you're a TalkTalk customer and that helped you or otherwise, drop us an email, pm@bbc.co.uk.